Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in. You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima live from 6 to 10 a.m. Subscribe on our channel for free and watch all of the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan each and every weekday. Again, he's Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. Matt Wilhelm's going to join us here in just a few moments. We're also going to have Tom Withers today. Tim May, you'll hear Kevin Stefanski's press conference, Two Keys in a Lock, and, of course, Quick Predicts coming up at the end of the show. Hop on in on this one, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092, or on X at CLE Talking Heads. Simply put, do you believe in the Guardians? Is that an easier way to put it, or should it be? Or is it, do you believe they can make it to the playoffs? Do you think they can win in the playoffs?
No, I am not going any farther than making it in. Because as we've seen enough times, the 2019 Nationals, the 2022 Arizona Diamondbacks, the 2022 Texas Rangers, like, we could point to so many teams with this new playoff format who just got in and all of a sudden were able to piece together, you know, three hot hitters, four hot pitchers, and away we go. And caught fire for the month, and here we are. I mean, we could even go farther down the line of the Kansas City Royals. We could even point to some of those Giants team with Cody Ross and those Red Sox team with Johnny Gomes, you know, these guys that have been forgotten in baseball history who all caught fire at the right time and helped their team win a World Series and helped their team win the playoffs. I just want to get in right now, because once I get in, the deck gets cleared and we start from scratch once again. My heart believes they can get in. My head argues with my heart quite often, but my heart believes that they can get in. Andy, they're pitching so well.
Listen to you.
And they're scraping by on enough runs. You believe them? Do you believe this?
Yeah, there are two stories here. One, you know, you sit and go, okay, they were 15 and a half back, and they have a chance to still win the Central, right? So is that the Guardians are that good, or will the Tigers go down as the biggest choke in Major League Baseball history if they blow a 15 and a half game lead? I want to think of it from the Cleveland point of view, that this is just one of the greatest runs of all time, and unfortunately the Tigers were on the other side of it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be nice.
Well, in the same way that, oh gosh, there was that Athletics run about 10 years ago that was somewhat close to that. The Moneyball run that everybody knows well because of the
How about the Moneyball. Rockies run a few years ago?
Yeah, or the Rockies run. Yeah. And then they turned into making it to the World Series. They got shellacked, but they made it. You know, you're okay with, you know, especially that. But I want to believe. I really do. My number one fear in belief that is pausing it is the fact that even though we've talked about how good this pitching staff has been, and they've been awesome, like they've been unhittable, the offense still concerns me. I mean, the fact that we're talking about a hot streak right now, and you're still talking about a team that, again, and if you missed it a little bit earlier, I picked August 25th because that was when they just got done getting swept by the Rangers and were about to go 2 of 3 from the Rays and start going on this run where they've won all these games. So yes, arbitrary, but it feels like that was a pivot point. From that moment on, the offense has been a .230 batting average with a .295 on base and a .385 slug, which is still below league average. Like, that's the one thing that causes me to pause is what happens if a Logan Allen gives up four runs? What happens if, you know, let's say a Slade Ciccone gives up five runs? Do you have enough juice to come back? That's the one thing that scares me with this team of going both feet. They're making it in. Let's go. This is Team of Destiny. Let's have some fun. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. It makes sense. I'm just having fun. I got to be honest with you. I know that if they don't make it, I'm going to be disappointed. Or if they do make it and they get to the playoffs and they get knocked out in the first round, I know I'm going to be disappointed because it's going to be hard for us to turn around and say, oh, man, look how great this was. Because right now we're in the moment. Right, everyone's in the moment right now, and we actually had a phone call. Did we mark that phone call? Hey, maybe we should take a look at the Dolans and go, huh? They've only been mathematically eliminated. What was he saying? What was the stat? They've only been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs for 10 games over the last 10 years or so, or 30 games over the last 5 years, something like that. I mean, someone actually gave the Dolans credit today. How about that?
No, it doesn't happen very often.
No,
I give them credit, but I will sit back and give them credit, but I will also sit back and look at them and say, hey, pony up a smidge. You're kneecapping yourself by not spending where you need to spend to help this team.
Mike is North Ridgeville. Hi, Mike.
What's happening, Mike?
Hey, what's happening? Hey, this is Mike who rolled down solo yesterday, the game. Giving you a little recap.
How was it? It had to be awesome.
Listen, man, there was a bunch of Cleveland people down there. Detroit was popping, and let me tell you, I sat next to Detroit and Cleveland people, and the Cleveland people are definitely in it. The Detroit people, they know their bats are sour, man, and they know they got good pitching, but it ain't all working, and we're up on the upswing. I mean, I can't disagree with Dan when he said, what he just gave about his pitching and his hitting. That's so true. I mean, we're picking up Noel. Noel hit a home run. When was the last time he hit a home run?
It's been a hot minute. It was great to see.
So we're getting the hits at clutch time, but I worry about if our pitching does struggle. That's where I'm worried. So the bats got to get hot. But other than that, man, it was a great game.
Do Tigers fans feel like they're standing on quicksand right now? I mean, you were at the game yesterday. Yeah. Do they feel like it's all slipping away? They're like, we are going to blow this 15.5 game lead.
Yes, absolutely. I was standing next to a couple guys and talking to a couple different people, and they're putting their heads down. Their tails are between their legs. Totally. So we got them on the ropes. We're going to see them again, man. Cleveland's got to step up. Keep hitting.
That's all it takes. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
It's excellent.
Glad you had fun yesterday.
Are you trucking to Minnesota as well, or is that too far?
Well, you know, I am retired.
It's a boring as sin drive. But Minneapolis is pretty.
I know, but I guarantee I'll be going back to Detroit when we go there. So buy your tickets now. See you guys.
Good deal. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, it would be weird if you end up playing. Say you, I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but let's just. Well, you know, what would be nice is if they didn't have to sweep Detroit when they play them.
I mean, Guards again. Fans, Minneapolis is pretty this time of year. You can see all the they got all the Charles Schulz Peanuts character statues. You can go see those. Minneapolis is pretty this time of year.
Wait, is that their equivalent of guitars?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a whole park that's got all the Peanuts characters.
Really?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, we have...
As someone who loves Peanuts.
All right, so we have one step in the Superman direction here then, right?
We're getting closer.
We got one. Who's the next superhero that needs to have their...
Oh, shoot. I don't know. Somebody smarter than me can have that one.
Funky Weakerbean, right?
Well, wait, isn't the guy who
Tom's
wrote...
from here.
I think the guy who wrote Captain Underpants is from around here.
Oh, is he?
I think so.
All right.
I might be incorrect.
I'm not down with the Captain Underpants theme. The whole I'm too old for that.
My niece and nephew are all in on Captain Underpants. They think it's like the greatest thing ever. And right. Dog Man.
All right, I'm done. All right, let's. We'll talk Guardians a little bit more later in the show. We'll get into that. Again, man, what a ride this is. How much fun is it? And how much are you enjoying it? 216-474-0092. Now I want to switch gears and, you know, here we go. Browns Packers coming up on Sunday. Matt Wilhelm's going to join us. We had a conversation a few moments ago before we got hit the air. And you know me, I like all off season as I listen to Jeff, you know, dribble up and down for a quarterback who's now in Las Vegas in Kenny Pickett. Up and down. That's all I want to talk about. Kenny Pickett's the answer, man. He could be the answer. Maybe. I want to see what he looks like. He could be the answer. Okay. I respect that. But I was all behind Joe Flacco. I was all behind Joe Flacco last year, too. But they didn't want any part of that going up against Deshaun Watson and having us having the possibility of having your starting quarterback get booed the first game of the season. So Joe Flacco ended up going to Indianapolis, and now here he is now. And I wanted Flacco to come back here. I still feel good about it. If they want to start him every game for the rest of the season, I'm probably not going to be happy about it, but I understand why they're doing it. And I do want to see one of the two young guys at some point. If they go 0-3, to me, the season is basically over. I mean, you're talking about being only the second team since 2000, if you really want to get to the postseason part of it, which I guess maybe I'm just an idiot because I want them to win. And if whatever happens in the draft happens in the draft. You got two picks in the first round. Wouldn't it be great if they were the last two picks in the first round because they had such a good season? Well, no. If our pick naturally would be the last pick in the first round, that's not going to happen. So the thought of going 0-3 is devastating. Doesn't feel good. History tells you you're doomed for the rest of the year, and you may as well just wait for the draft. I almost would rather hit fast forward and get to the end of the season if they go to 0-3 this weekend.
So, all right, let's pivot for a second on the tail end of what you just said there. The Morning Show brought this up this morning. It was a good point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We all looked at each other in the beginning of camp, and we saw the FanDuel number that came down the pipe. It said 4.5, and I think it's made its way to 5.5.
Yeah.
And we all looked at each other and went, yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
And then something happened in the month that now we're like in the middle of it, and we all forgot that we looked at this and went, yeah, that sounds about right.
But you didn't want to think about win one coming to week six. And you knew, and here's why, because they should have won the first game against Cincinnati.
I mean,
and the brightest thing I think I heard anybody say, which it might have been,
I should have played the Powerball, and we'd be having a different story right now.
No, there's a difference here. That first game, the offense played well enough to win. The defense played more than well enough to win. Shut down two of the best wide receivers in the game, and a quarterback whose upside was tremendous until he ended up getting hurt week two.
They always play Cincinnati well. Yeah, always do.
You're so right. I think Browns fans walked out of that first game going, man, we should be 1-0. Now the second week, I think we're all going to learn as time goes by that they got their doors blown out by the best team in the NFL, the second best team in the NFL. I don't care how you want to look at it. They're a top three team in the NFL. The Ravens are, but no one wants to accept that because we saw 21 points virtually gifted to Baltimore. When their defense ends up with, you know, a return for a touchdown, a play from the 1 yard line to get a touchdown, and then a 23 yard drive, it's hard to get mad at the offense. It's hard to get mad at the defense on those plays. Sorry. And then you go back and look at the statistics that show you the Browns are number one defensively in a bunch of categories. There was reason to believe that this team could win more than four games. There is. There should be. If you just look at the defense, you'd say to yourself, they should be 1-1.
Is it also because of 2 years ago when this defense was all world and the offense was bad? We'll just go with bad. And they managed to somehow pull this off with P.J. Walker and all sorts of reverses. And, you know, we were laughing at the time. You and I were doing these shows looking at each other going, they are just like, this is duct tape, chewing gum, twine, and like just a little bit of like, Loctite. And that was like the nicest thing that they were using to keep this thing together. Like it, and they managed to score just enough points. Is that the part of it that you're looking at and making everybody mad? Because my brain is malfunctioning at how mad everybody is over this team. And I'm looking around going, we all knew this was coming. We saw this. We all looked at it a month ago and went,
but we didn't want to stare. You don't want to stare down the barrel of 0-3 to start the season. And you know it. I know it. Everybody knows
why?
It.
I'm heading south.
Because you want to have some, but you want to have a little bit of hope that maybe you're wrong, that maybe your team can win, that maybe your team can go to the playoffs. When you hit 0-3, all the cans become cans, garbage cans. That's what they become. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call into the show. Matt Wilhelm, he understands Packers-Browns. Spent enough time around here. Grew up in Elyria. Played for Ohio State. He's done all kinds of analysis when it comes to the Browns. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he played for the Packers, too. He's next right here. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.